Glenn.
Hello, Sabrina. I have a message from David. He won't be able to make it. He sent me. I'm sorry. You're upset. Of course.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I'm a little tired. Why didn't he come?
He was on his way. He had a slight accident. He sat on a champagne flute.
Is he okay?
He's in the emergency room.
Emergency room?
It was a sharp flute. Hey, that's a little joke.
Should I drive over to see him?
He'll be fine. A couple of stitches. You can see him tomorrow.
What's this for?
Part of the message from David.
They sent you to deal with me, haven't they?
They?
Like a lawyer in a movie. He goes to the unsuitable waitress or showgirl or chauffeur's daughter and says the family is prepared to offer you $100,000 to stay away from their son. No, she says. $150,000. No.
$200,000.
No.
$1,000,000. No self-respecting lawyer would offer less.
No self-respecting waitress would take it.
Good girl.
I've loved him all my life.
Have you?
I thought I was over it.
Surprise, surprise.
You don't object?
Object? To you? Look at you. It's as though a lovely breeze has swept through this whole house.
Even though the breeze comes from the general direction of the garage?
It's the 90s, Sabrina.
So they say. Played that the night before I left for Paris.
They often do play that.
Hmm. He was dancing. Right here with someone.
Yeah. He often does do that. And tonight you wanted it to be you.
I don't know why.
It's all in the family.
Somewhere between and memory. I never thought of you as a dancer.
Crazy about it. Call me Bojangles at the office.
In all those years, I never saw you do this. You meet a girl here with champagne.
I never did it before.
You never had to before.
Is it impossible to believe that I want to dance with the prettiest girl at the party?
Thank you. Yes, it is impossible to believe.
Then you don't know me. Forgot. The rest of the message from David.
Oh.
Thanks. I needed that.
What am I doing?
I apologize.
No, I should never if you have my handprint on your face.
Maybe it's better if you pick up your messages in person. You'll see David tomorrow. Good night. Mac, I'm going to stay out here for the next 2 days. Cancel whatever I've got and reschedule. Have the plane stand by from 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and set up the Vineyard Cottage. I don't know, flowers, candles, singers.
Wonderful.
Call David's secretary. It's the only thing she ever does.
Linus.
Why not? Well, hell, I'm up. You're up. You weren't? Well, call her anyway. Thank you very much for coming. Good to see you. Good night. Frank, what is there, an epidemic of sleeping sickness? Okay, listen. David can't stand pain, so I want you to give him a combination of morphine and not morphine, but something strong and mixed with a sleeping tablet like Halcyon. They haven't proved that, Frank. We have no idea. Maud thinks they were left on the chair by some guest. He's not going to sue his own mother. Well, he's not me.
But you're not going to work that way, are you?
Could you give us a moment?
Sure, Mr. Lyon.
Tyson say anything after I left last night?
He's wondered where everybody's gone. Maybe I should talk to Sabrina.
And say what?
Sabrina, you're very lovely. But David has a short attention span. He's just jerking your chain. Can I say that to a woman jerking your chain?
Where's Elizabeth due back?
Thursday. Should we try to get her back sooner?
No, I don't want him trying to break off the engagement. This whole thing happened in 24 hours. I can make it unhappen in 48. I like Sabrina. I always have. But I'm not about to kiss off $1 billion. I don't care what she did to her hair.
Morning.
Take you up to see David.
Thank you. David? David? Can you hear me?
David!
Serena.
I
did the dry cleaners have your car?
How do you feel? Did I?
Are you in a lot of pain?
Am I in a lot of pain?
The hand. Guess what happened to me?
I know. I feel awful.
Me too. How do you feel, Lance?
You're falling a little behind here, David.
Do you want me to stay with you?
Listen, we got you a terrific nurse and a 2-day supply of red jello. You really should rest.
Isn't Mr. Linus going in?
He has other work today.
Oh, very good, madam.
I'm sure he'll be more responsive next time. Don't worry. See you.
Thank you.
I was wondering. We have this summer cottage on the vineyard we never use anymore. I want to put it on the market. I was going to have a few pictures taken, you know, the kind that make it look bigger than it is.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you have an interest in photography. I thought you might like to take them. Trip would be no trouble. Helicopter could pick us up here. Plains of Republic. Why is that a lot to ask?
Where's all that crime fighting traffic?
And all those toll booths. No, thanks.
Something to drink, Mr. Child?
Sabrina.
Oh, what a beautiful name.
Carol.
Sorry, Mr. Rowdy. Can I get you something?
Pellegrino.
Thanks.
Mac, anything from Granger? Anybody else at SEC? I'll tell him I'll call back as soon as I can. So, that really is a beautiful name. How did you get it?
My father's reading. They've sent him poem.
Oh?
Sabrina Fair, listen with all art sitting under the glassy, cool, translucent waves, and twisted braids of lilies knitting the loose train of thy amber-dropping hair.
Amber-dropping hair, the silver.
Carol.
This is an incredible last night. It's beautiful. I've never seen anything like it.
Yes.
Can't you have to look out the window?
When I have time.
Well, what happened to all that time we saved taking the helicopter?
I'm storing it up.
No, you're not.
So your little poem, what does it mean?
It's the story of a water sprite who saved a virgin from a fate worse than death.
And Sabrina's the virgin.
Sabrina's the savior. Is it always like this?
I don't know. I haven't been here in years.
How can you have a place like this and never come here?
Gee, I don't know. I guess I just never had anybody to share it with. I guess.
You could always hire somebody.
No, wait. Not me. The house, please.
You're in the house. It humanizes it.
I don't like having my picture taken. I come out looking depressed.
Are you depressed?
Well, maybe that's not exactly the right word.
What is the right word?
I don't know. Lonely, maybe. You think that's funny?
No, I just... expected you to say something else.
No, I suppose you're right. It is funny. Linus Larrabee is lonely. Oh, I'm sorry. I made you uncomfortable. Come on, let's get the outside.
Do you want a view from the house?
Sure.
Which one?
All of them.
More isn't always better, Linus. Sometimes it's just more. Pick one.
I don't know anything about it.
Just look. Don't take a picture. Just look.
Ocean, 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 ocean. Great little fishing village. Ocean, ocean. Lighthouse. Guy going into the lighthouse. There's a job for you. What must that be like? What kind of a guy takes a job keeping a lighthouse?
Every time I look through a camera, I'm surprised. It's like finding yourself in the middle of a story. Like you just did. What kind of a guy takes a job keeping the lights on? I think I've been taking pictures all my life, long before I ever had a camera.
Excuse me. Well, call him back, Mother. Raise the offer half a point. No more. Here? Lousy. So far, I'm more affected than she is. I damn near cried twice. I'm running out of time here. I don't know what to try.
Okay. Finish.
Well, we'll have some lunch. And then you probably ought to get a look at the island while you're here.
You miss Paris?
Not yet, but I will.
You liked it there, huh?
I loved it. You'd probably hate it.
What? Why?
Oh, it's all about pleasure. They work as hard as anyone. They just know when to quit and enjoy themselves. Oh, what a beautiful building. Nobody builds this brick anymore.
That's late 1800s.
Yeah, in Paris they'd consider that brand new. I hope they don't tear it down.
They won't. I own it, that whole block. I donated it to the village as a halfway house. You know, jails are full of guys that never had a break. Look at this guy picking cans. They get back to the wall, commit some kind of petty crime. They're stuck. They're outsiders for the rest of their lives. It's not fair. The only chance they'll ever have is that a halfway house that'll help them get their feet under them. Excuse me. Could you take a picture of us?
Yeah.
I don't think I can eat anymore.
It's too late to give them their freedom.
You know, you are not exactly what people say you are.
Oh, yeah? What do they say I am?
Oh, you know.
No.
Well, that you're the world's only living heart, Jonah.
No. Bad.
And how does this one go? He thinks that morals are paintings on walls and scruples and money in Russia.
Well, let's draw.
And then there's my favorite.
No. I get the picture. It's enough.
Do you remember the rainy afternoon we spent together? My father had driven your mother and David into town for a music lesson.
How old was he?
I don't know, 14, 15.
It would be the oboe.
The oboe?
Yeah, it was a misunderstanding. He thought he was going to get to take hobo lessons. It was a rainy afternoon, huh?
Stormy. I was afraid, and I came into your house and tried to turn on a lamp, but I got a shock. I thought I'd been struck by lightning. And you stayed with me all afternoon. Till my father came home.
And you didn't cry. You were a brave kid.
No. I was more afraid of you than being electrocuted. Everybody was. Is that the reason you never got married? You probably don't believe in marriage.
Yes, I do. That's why I never got married. David, on the other hand, believes in the tooth fairy.
That's why I like him.
No, I like him, too. Matter of fact, I love him. I just don't know what to do with him. You know, when he was a kid, he used to love to come into the office. He'd sit behind my father's desk and write memos and read the ticker tape. One day, he just stopped, and I can't figure it out.
Are those the only things people say about me?
What did I say? You're a little tough on me, I thought.
Well, I guess you're used to being treated very carefully.
When will you have the pictures?
Tomorrow.
Could you drop them by the office?
Sure.
Well, good night, then. Sabrina Fair.
Linus?
Yeah.
My father once asked David why he stopped coming to the office. And David said, what do they need me for? Linus is there.
Listen, I do real work in the real world. David watches from the North Shore.
I know you work in the real world, and you're awfully good at it. I'll bet you haven't made a wrong move since you were three. But that's work. Where do you live, Linus? Was a mistake. Thanks.
Open.
Hi.
Oh, where are you in town?
On Martha's Vineyard. Linus wanted me to take some pictures.
Linus did.
I love so many things about you, Dad. Do you know what I love best of all? That you decided to become a chauffeur because you wanted to have time to read. All my life, I've pictured you sitting in the front seat of a long succession of cars waiting for the Larrabees and reading. We had baked clams. Linus baked them. I used to be so afraid of him.
Was appropriate.
What was he like as a child?
Shorter.
I look out the window and I see someone. I think it's a young woman. So I say, what is a young woman doing in the quarter at this time of night? So I am looking and looking and I see Sabrina. And she's talking. Who's she talking to? A man. Not a daddy, because he's not a son.
It was Linus. Sabrina went out with Linus.
It was Mr. Linus.
Sabrina went out with Linus Larrabee? That's too weird.
I thought the guy was gay.
Mr. Linus is not a gay.
It's not a gay, Rosie. It's just a... Linus Larrabee is gay? That makes me like him better.
Linus Larrabee is a heterosexual.